Hello and welcome back. This is Gary Go by Cutica Health with your host, Taman. Today we're looking at the topic, cigarettes or your teeth, oral effects and complications of smoking. Cigarettes or your teeth. So your teeth, gums and other structures in your mouth are negatively affected by smoking. Now, nicotine is the chemical found in tobacco and is responsible for the addictive effects of smoking. Its combination with thousands of other chemicals contained in tobacco is responsible for the diseases linked to smokers. So first thing we're looking at today is the effect of smoking on your teeth. Now, the effect of smoking on the teeth is as dangerous as it is on the rest of the body. The effects on the mouth include, number one, discolored teeth. Deposits of the pigments contained in tobacco on the teeth can cause tooth discoloration. Nicotine causes a yellowish discoloration of teeth, while tar, also found in smoke, blackens them. Both are tough stains to remove and they give the teeth an unhealthy appearance. Number two, mouth odor. Smoking cigarettes leave a bad smell in your mouth that lingers. It also dries out your mouth as it impairs the flow of saliva in the mouth. This also makes your teeth prone to infections as saliva becomes inadequate to cleanse the mouth. Number three, a slower rate of healing. Nicotine is known to shrink blood vessels, reducing blood flow to tissues. Now, since nutrients and the body's defense system are contained inside the blood, a reduced blood flow will lead to poor healing in injured sites. Number four, increased risk of implant failure. Reduced wound healing and loss of bone at the implant sites caused by tobacco smoking may increase the risk of implant failure. Number five, high risk of oral cancer. Mouth and throat cancers are common among smokers as these structures are bathed by hundreds of carcinogens found in cigarette smoke. So smoking cigarettes is not the only way tobacco damages your teeth. Chewing tobacco is also as bad for your health, just as are smokeless cigarettes and cigars. Our question then, why should you quit smoking? You should stop smoking cigarettes because of its numerous health risks. For instance, you are more likely to get cancer of your mouth or throat if you smoke. You are also at risk of several other cancers, including cancer of your stomach, colon, and breast, as well as heart disease and stroke if you smoke. Now, you can ask your dentist for more advice and commence smoke cessation programs to help you regain control of your health. The health risks of smoking are numerous. With professional counseling and medication, you can begin your journey towards a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.